The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Again, a beautiful day in the Washington metropolitan area. We've had such a great, great weather. You know, it's just amazing. Hopefully you've gotten outside to enjoy it. And be it Father's Day today, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there golfing and playing tennis and hiking and spending the day with your families. At least I hope you pulled the plug. I hope that you are enjoying the honor, the privilege, the accolades that you guys all deserve, because you know what? Throughout the year, we're moving and we're pushing and we're doing all the things that we need to do for the benefit of everyone else. Well, today's the day that we can take a deep breath of air and say, hey, it's about me. I'm going to go play golf, or I'm going to go just kind of sit and do absolutely nothing on my deck. Well, good for you, and make sure that you enjoy it. Happy Father's Day, my friend. We're going to talk about a lot of different things, and I'm going to have a very special gift for all of you fathers that are listening today from the program, and you have to listen today to hear about it. I'll let you know what it is as we go through the program. But for right now, let's get into a little bit of controversy, things that are out there, things that you need to know about. And it's important that we take care of our health, and we do that by making sure that we're proactive. We're making sure that we have the tools, if you will, and the awareness to say, hey, this just isn't the way it should be. There's something that's wrong. In my world, in the field of natural and integrative therapeutics, we see patients that walk in, guys, women, children, so forth, with a whole bunch of different symptom presentations that are kind of ambiguous. They don't know where they come from. They don't know when they started. They don't know, you know, the why and the where and the now and the later about any of these things. And so it's our job to kind of pull the veil off. But what we're finding is that there's a subtlety now that's showing up in children. And there's a subtlety that's been there with older people. And that subtlety can lead to, I don't feel good, I hurt all over, and oh my God, why did he just have a fatal heart attack? Or why did she just end up with a pulmonary problem that was never there before? Well, there seems to be some direct finger pointing, and we're going to talk about that finger pointing as it relates to this craziness that we walked through over the last couple of years. We're talking about the side effects, the long-term effects of not only COVID, the initial craziness that took place 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, but also the preventive pieces. It's called the jab, right? The COVID jabs, the Moderna, the Pfizer, and so forth and so on. Now, I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm the guy that reads in between the lines. I kind of take a look at why people might be suffering, even dying. And there's a lot of reasons that that may be true. Well, it could be a stress pattern, right? Well, emotionally, we know blood pressure will jack up. We know that stress comes into the body and all of a sudden we pop a vessel or we throw a clot and we end up in an unfortunate situation. But when there's no history of that, when there's no blood pressure problems, when there's no cardiovascular disease, when there's no immunological anything and people end up very sick or they end up dead, we begin to ask questions. And fortunately, the entire medical community now is starting to ask questions. So let's start in the beginning. Let's talk about what's taking place. You know, as we're out there, I want you guys to be careful today. I want you to make sure that, you know, it's going to be a warm day. It's going to be a lovely day out there. But, you know, if you're out golfing, go slow. Take it easy. You know, if you miss a putt, that's okay. You know, if you don't hit the ball the way you want to, laugh at yourself, enjoy that, bring that immune system up with laughter, don't get serious, take off all of the corporate and business discussions off, and you know, talk about your kids, talk about how silly they are, talk about, you know, your grandchildren and the like. You know, don't get your your pants all locked up, as they say. Okay, just enjoy the day. I don't want to hear that, you know, you're out there and you're stressing and you're angry with the shot. And even if you're on the tennis court, same thing. Go slowly. Maybe just stand there and lob the ball back and forth and just enjoy that. Or go for a very gentle saunter walk with, you know, with a friend or with your family or whatever it is, and just enjoy the moment. Or go sit on your deck and just look at the outdoor and watch all the craziness and the silliness that's taking place. So we can talk about, you know, health issues that bring us about. We can talk about the COVID vaccines. We can talk about COVID. We can talk about all those things. But what I want you to really begin to understand, when something shows up that shouldn't be, there's only a couple reasons for it. We either ignored other symptoms that were there beforehand, or something is new that has come about that we were told not to worry about, right? Well, let me give you kind of a story. I was reading several different books over the last season, just kind of getting my interest going because of something that happened in the office. And there are several people that came into the office within the last 30 days, and they're showing immunologically compromised systems. They're talking about pain that just doesn't go away. They're talking about confusions in their bodies. What is that all about? What's happening to these people who were symptomatic? I'm not going to use the word sick, because the fact that they may have been sick, but they were not symptomatic relative to what their complaints were prior to this last couple years. And all of a sudden, you know, they don't feel good. Things are not as they had expected them to be. And I mean, we always have people who die suddenly from all kinds of silliness. But why now? Why them? What's the deal? So let's break that down a little bit. What's different for these people? What is the problem, you know, of the presentation of cardiac arrest or throwing a clot or immunological system that just doesn't respond? So there was a patient of mine that came into the office, and she's seen one of my other colleagues, and she was complaining that her whole body had changed recently and that her immune system just doesn't seem to fight anything. And, you know, we had to dig through that. So why is that? Well, here's the deal. She got sick with COVID. This woman is probably about, 38, 39 years old, younger woman than I am. Obviously, most people are younger than I am these days. And, you know, we've known her over the years to be strong and vibrant. She had some childhood vaccines. That's how long I've been treating her. And for the most part, she was fine. She went to college, did well. She's a professional at this point, but now she's not well. And she says she keeps coming down with all kinds of things, but never recovers. She's hurts, you know, her hands hurt, her shoulders hurt. She gets headaches all the time. They seem to come and go. Nothing seems to really control them. But she has no energy, where this woman was very vibrant. So what's the course? What's the history? Well, she got COVID, and not very severely, but mildly. But then she followed up with a vaccine, and she ended up with a Moderna vaccine. This just happens to be factual information, so I don't mind saying which one it was. We have the documents to support this. And from that point on, she started noticing that she had cardiac arrhythmia. That means the heart is misfiring, and she could feel it flutter in her chest. And most of it was happening at nighttime, which was interesting. But during the day, she was always wiped out. She was always tired. Nothing was seemed to be going right or the way it should go. So is there a correlation? Could there possibly be a connection between what happened to her with having gotten a case of COVID and then the vaccine and the symptoms that she's presented? This woman now has basically, I'm going to use the phrase, lost her life, meaning that she doesn't have the ability to do the things that she used to do or wants to do, and her body is slowly going into a place of an unfortunate status. Just let's use it as that. So we're having pain patterns, we're having inflammation, we have a heart that's misfiring, we have no energy whatsoever, our cognitive pattern in this particular situation. Sometimes she forgets that, you know, she was going to do something, you know, like somebody who's much, much older. You walk in the room and say, why am I here? Why would a young person who'd never had any previous problems like this end up this way? Well, we know a lot of things to be true. And some of the things that we know to be true have to do with the side effects of the COVID vaccine. Some of the things that have shown up that were unanticipated according to most studies. And we could call about, you know, medical mismanagement. We can talk about medical mistakes. That's too easy. I don't want to push that into anybody's ballpark and say, you know, these are the things that are there because of this. But let's just say these coincidental situations that have been showing up with people who otherwise, you know, were pretty healthy people. You know, why now? Why this? There are certain increases in cancers that suddenly have shown up as a result of being exposed to COVID, maybe because of you know, some other situation. I don't know. But let's talk about the pain that shows up, because that's my world. I deal with pain all day long in our practice, and let's find out why. Well, we know that a lot of these people have shown up with all kinds of different presentations, and, you know, they seem to have no correlation except for a COVID exposure or because of the COVID vaccine. Why is that? Well, it can start with the inflammatory reaction that comes about from either one of them. Somebody in my family who, you know, I didn't expect to get a vaccine, got one. And this person, you know, initially ended up not too bad, felt a little lethargic and a little bit of headache after the vaccine. And then after the second one, was very, very sick for about 3 or 4 days. What does that have to do with anything? Well, this person's doctor says not a big deal, and, you know, you just had a mild reaction and you should be fine and so forth. Well, maybe. And there's other sequela that took place after that that may or may not have anything to do with the vaccine, but it's coincidental that it's a possibility that did show up. How about the pain patterns? Why this extraordinarily immediate reaction to pain as a result of the COVID vaccine? Well, we know that it causes inflammation. We know COVID caused a cytokine reaction, this inflammatory reaction that gets in the body. Second half of the program, by the way, I'm going to tell you what can be done about these things. I have patients that have come in over the last, many months now. I keep forgetting how much time has passed. And they're dealing with joint spaces that have stiffened up. They're dealing with other viral infections that have been activated. We know, and if you go through the literature, and I mean, really dig at it, get into, you know, PubMed, get into other aspects of NIH, get into World Health Organization. We know that this COVID vaccine and COVID can exacerbate and initiate something called Epstein-Barr virus. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that as we get into the program. We're coming up to a break. This is going to be a fascinating presentation. Happy Father's Day. Don't go away. I'll be right back after some very important messages. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. Happy Father's Day. Hope you guys are out enjoying the day and, you know, enjoying your families and the people who love you and care about you and so forth. And, you know, I've had some lovely acknowledgments today, and I really appreciate all the people that are in my life, and particularly my children, my grandchildren, and my family. They're just, you know, my godchildren. They're just amazing human beings. I guess I haven't messed up too badly, because they actually reached out and say, hey, you're going to be home today. I'd love to come over and say hello to you. That's cool. And if, you know, somebody's on the other side of the country, or some cases on the other side of the world, don't neglect them. Just acknowledge them. You know, you say, well, it's a Hallmark holiday. Well, you know what? We should take every day and acknowledge the people that we love and we care about. And sometimes we forget about that. We don't do that. I promised those of you who are out there playing golf, men today, because it's your day, that I want to do something very special for you. And the reason for it is that this COVID scenario, this COVID vaccine patterns happen to be hitting guys relative to pain patterns and cardiovascular problems and neurological degenerative conditions more so than anybody else. So we're going to have a special opportunity for you at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax, and I want you to take advantage of it. I want you, you know, that pain that just suddenly showed up, those headaches that are showing up, the blood pressure that suddenly creeped up on you, the I don't feel good, I don't, you know, I can't do what I was doing, and you don't know where it's coming from. And then this activation of Epstein-Barr virus that we talked about just before the break, and I'm going to talk about that in the second half of the program and what's taking place and what the observations are and so forth and so on. You know, and the scary thing is now, and I'm just going to drop this because we're going to talk about it later on, is now this this endorsement, if you will, of COVID vaccines for children under 5 years of age, as young as 6 months. My commentary is simply this. You've got to be kidding me. Really? Why? What for? You would really expose your children to this nonsense at this point? And on top of everything else that you're giving them? Well, you know what? Going to VAERS, you know, the voluntary vaccine reporting agency, and see what the side effects of some of these things are. But remember, this is a voluntary reporting association. So whatever you see there, I would encourage you to multiply what's there by 10 and see if, you know, that is worth the risk. Okay. See if it's worth the risk. So, you know, in as of June of this year, just this month that we're in, there were 527 million cases confirmed supposedly of COVID-19, and it's throughout the world. And 6,289,371 deaths, according to this article that was published in Medscape, and related deaths world, you know, through the World Health Organization and so forth. Again, maybe more, might be a whole lot less. Though recently, the actual number of COVID-19 related deaths reached closer to 15 million, supposedly by the beginning of this last year. Vaccination against severe respiratory coronavirus, you know, was part of the problem that they're not reporting. They're just lumping them all together. There's acute and chronic neurological situations that are showing up as a result of COVID-19. You can't get away from this stuff anymore. It's there. It's straight up. So the coronavirus, you know, that started back in 2019, was a global pandemic, and was caused by the SARS-CoV-2. And I'm giving you information that all of you already know about. And it's associated with both acute and chronic disorders affecting breathing and the nervous system. So the neurological system and respiratory system and so forth. And so we're seeing patients that developed encephalopathy, swelling of the brain, things like seizures, Guillain-Barré syndromes, chronic neurological sequelae, you know, all kinds of things, and pain, significant pain, joint pain, muscular pain, slowness of muscle reactions and so forth, and huge numbers of psychiatric disorders. You know, we talked about children being isolated, you know, and feel that they were imprisoned and they were taking their lives because all they were doing is they were stuck to their computers and they were getting harassed. And it goes on. These are, as far as I'm concerned, these were side events that maybe exacerbated other things that were going on. But the low levels of the viral RNA have been detected in the brains of people who were very severe in their sickness and their symptom presentations, and people who, by the way, just went in for other types of things that they found residues, remnants of this type of thing. Well, the truth of it is that any viral pattern can end up that way as well. Look, we're coming up to a place where I want to get more in depth with this. We're going to do that in the second part of the program. And once I get on a roll, it's, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, neuroimmunity and what happens, the responses, but don't go away. You know, this is something that we all need to know about. We all need to know about well and intimately so we can do something about it. And the good news is there's lots that you can do about it. I promise you that. I promise you that you can take control. you can make sure that you have the ability. But right now, you know, that exercise intolerance, the inability to remember things, the pain patterns that you have, they're all sequela. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Don't go away. Don't touch that button.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Happy Father's Day. Hope you're out having some fun and hitting that golf ball or that tennis ball or going for a walk or just sitting around chilling and, you know, really enjoying the day and pulling the plug. Just remember, everybody deserves a little bit of time to shift. Pick up that phone. Call your dad, regardless of what it is. And if you're like me, you know, mine's been gone for a long time. Very acutely on my mind and in my heart today. So just take that moment, you know, and just, you know, be grateful that regardless of what the situations are and so forth, that you're here present because of, you know, they met somebody and made you. So enjoy the day, have fun. And when your family comes up or your friends come up or whatever and say, Happy Father's Day. You know, today I reached out to all my friends in my community, and I've been writing since early this morning, wishing everybody a happy Father's Day and, you know, tell them to really enjoy their moment, reach out there to dads. Make sure you do the same thing. We're talking about the COVID vaccine, and guys, because it's Father's Day, I'm going to give you a very special gift from me, from Dr. Tom Rozelle. And there's a lot of pain patterns out there. There's a lot of cardiac irregularities that have to do with neurological inflammation and so forth. And we're beginning to understand what it is. I'm working with a group out of Texas and another research group to try to find a way to handle the side effects, the sequela, the long-term applications of this COVID, this viral piece that can also cause bacterial respiratory diseases and so forth, and but also the inflammatory reaction that gets in and seems to lock in and doesn't want to go away, and it can be due to either the disease itself, the corona disease that came about, or and all the sequela. And by the way, you have hundreds and hundreds of viral sequela that are out there. We're going to talk about Epstein-Barr as well as the time goes on. But how do you get rid of this stuff? How do you get rid of this? And how do you know this is part of the pattern? So my gift to you guys only that are listening to the program today is simply this. If you call the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax, you're going to have to call. And it's 703-698-7117, 703-698-7117. And tell my staff that you listened to the program today. And you tell them, it's, you know, Dr. Tom told me to call. In that way, they're going to know that I gave you this gift. And the gift is a complete evaluation, neurological evaluation, biochemical, structural, all the things we need to find out is the stuff that's going on right now relative to how you're feeling due to the burden of this viral pattern that can be either initiated by the disease itself or the vaccine, regardless of whether it's Moderna or Pfizer, you know, so forth. You want to find out, you want to find out what to do about it. And there's a lot that can be done. We're dealing with things that are very applicable, things that can make a huge difference. Call the office, 703-698-7117, 703-698-7117. And you have to do that today. If you leave a message, say, hey, listen, I'm calling to make an appointment because of the offer that Dr. Rozelle made on the radio. I'd like to take advantage of it. Give them a phone number and the best time to call you back, and they will call you back tomorrow, but you have to do it today. You know, and what are you going to get for that? Well, our normal examination fee can reach up to $350. And my gift to you for Father's Day, it's for me, it's my gift to you, is simply going to be $49. That's a $300 savings in our normal examination procedure. For that, you're going to get two visits. You're going to get to go in. You're going to do a consultation. You're going to do full examination the way that we do it, neurologically, neuromuscularly, and some biochemical testing and so forth. And then you'll come back from the second visit, and there's no charge. It's included in the $49. And you're going to sit down with the doc, and they're going to go after everything and explain it to you. Now, laboratory work. We're going to send you to the lab of your choice, and you know, you're going to deal with them directly. There's some things that we'd like to see, like T cell formations and so forth, and we'll put those things together. But here's an opportunity to really find out the COVID vaccines and COVID SARS problem, you know, that is puzzling people, and we're beginning to get a good handle on it with many of the doctors that I'm in concert with throughout the country and actually throughout the world. A very dear friend of mine out of Munich, Germany, a medical physician who is on the cutting edge of these things. And so we're putting together a pattern, but at least we can figure out what to do to help you. And whether or not, in fact, this is a result of the pain pattern that you're having, the joints that hurt, the memory patterns that you're starting to notice, the dizziness that you get if you stand up too quickly, and you wasn't there before. What happened? Why now? Why this? Let's figure out what that is. Let's find out if the disease process or, you know, the shedding because you were around somebody who had the vaccine. And by the way, this is a real situation. And it's very well documented at this point. You know, when I first mentioned it a couple of years ago, meaning when all this started and the vaccine started coming, I said, you can have it from shedding. That means that somebody who had the vaccine within the first 3, 4, 5 days, if you're around them, and actually up to 2 weeks, that you could end up with the problem because you were near them. So a husband who was with his wife and, you know, she didn't, she got the vaccine and now you ended up with it, but you didn't get the vaccine. What's that all about? You know, if you're outside and you're walking around, please, 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 hopefully you don't have a mask on because you're not going to get the damn thing by walking around on the golf course or playing tennis or anything else. You know, I've watched some people who are, they're out there running with masks on. You're ending up with high levels of carbon dioxide buildup in your body, and you're not going to get this SARS and MERS, you know, situation. Just not going to happen. That's not the way it takes place. And I don't know who you're listening to, but that's the deal. But, you know, the health and safety risks, that are associated with the vaccines and the long-term situations that are coming about, number one, have to be identified that as they are those things and what can be done about it. There's a lot that can be done about it. And it doesn't mean it's going to happen overnight. But all of a sudden, joint spaces start cracking and clicking and popping and snapping. You may notice that today when you're out there hitting that golf ball around or something else, or you just don't feel like you used to feel. You know, think about these kids, these young athletes, and there's many of them that after the vaccine, they've been out running or whatever, and they drop dead of cardiac failure. Young teenage kids, why is that? What's happening? Why is this? And nobody's really reporting this, not on mainstream, but it's there. If you go to sites like Joe Marcola, you go to National Library of Medicine, and you look up PubMed, you go to Grateful Med, there's article after article of applications that says, look, this stuff, this is what you have to be aware of, and be aware that this is not just an occasional situation. We know that this viral pattern spread rapidly, you know, around the world, and you know, it caused immunological disruption, and the things that showed up like influenza, pneumococcal pneumonia, but tuberculosis and so forth, all of these things seem to have interesting correlations one to the other. When you look up how these vaccines were made. You know, a guy by the name of Robert Malone, the guy that invented the mRNA application, said, don't use this stuff. This side, the risks are more dangerous. And now we know that Pfizer came out a couple of weeks ago and said that the effectiveness rate of the vaccine was somewhere between 13 and 18%. That's documented. That's public information at this point. But the side effects of all this stuff were horrendous. So we need to know what really, you know, why did we do it in the first place? And now they want to give it to kids under 6 years of age, up to 6 months of age, or under five years of age, up to 6 months of age. Something's wrong here. And, you know, they're forcing you either by coercion or the systems that you're in saying you have to have them. What is it that they don't understand? I don't get it. I don't understand that smart people, very smart people, have no application of common sense when they're looking at data. Now, call me stupid, but I don't think so. I've been around the pipe way too long. I've taken a lot of time into observing things that take place in our patient experience. We have a huge patient experience. We have a practice that sees, you know, over the years, thousands upon thousands of patients. And we look at it from what is the functional capacity of the body? What is it supposed to be doing? And not just a laboratory checklist that here's the low, here's the high, but look in between and listen to the patient symptomologically. But if you have pain in common areas, wrist pain and headache and dizziness and irregular heartbeat and getting up and, you know, you just don't feel right. You don't have the strength in your legs that you used to and so forth, or you just hurt all over. Don't ignore it. You've got to do something about it sooner rather than later. And if we can help you walk through the neurological and immunological applications and get the right testing done so you can look at it and even work with your primaries, you know, we're happy to do that with you. Just give us a call. Remember, my gift to you today is simply this. We will give you a full normal evaluation, normally in our office, up to $350 for $49, but you have to call the office today at 703-698-7117 and simply say, you know, you were listening to Dr. Tom. So Dr. Tom said there's a very special offer, and call in today and we'll make it happen. Tomorrow's too late. You got to do it today. Don't let it go by. You got the rest of the day to make that happen. Get off the golf course or whatever. Re-listen to the program. But make that phone call, and it's the best gift that I can think of giving our fathers today. These are for the guys, right? This is for our fathers. Call and make that appointment now, 703-698-7117. Now, let's talk a little bit about the, you know, the risks, the health and safety risks faced by, you know, it's called people who are deliverers, if you will, during this pandemic time. I found that an interesting situation. So it's not only, but you know, the frontline workers, so to speak, we heard that term repetitively throughout the pandemic. You know, very little was known about their own health and safety during that time. And there's an interesting study that was published in PubMed. And it goes back to, let me check my notes here, was just released this last year. It's easy to find. It says health and safety risks faced by deliverers during COVID-19 pandemic. It was based on a survey of about 800 people that were, you know, deliverers of services and so forth during that period of time. And the result was simply this. These people were less consistent in adapting health and safety measures, tended to be male guys, right? They were older and, you know, and they didn't have all the other influences. They also were, under great financial pressure and it would suffer large losses in income and survivability relative to their lifestyle. And so they were working longer hours and they were under more pressure at work to get things done. The job pressure, the long hours, the financial burden led to many of these people to adapt risky behaviors, is what this article said. Conversely, where these companies and coworkers were more supportive, these people adopted measures more often that were supposedly less protective. So the fear of COVID-19 also acted as a facilitator. Interesting, right? The job, financial pressure combined with fear of contracting this craziness, this viral pattern, contributed to the occurrence of new health issues during the pandemic. And what they're trying to figure out now was it as a result of the vaccine shedding, was a result of the exposure to COVID-19, was a result of the pressure that they were putting under themselves, dropping their immunological systems to a place where their body couldn't fight anything. So it's an interesting study. And what it came down to is that it was a split decision. Some of them, you know, who didn't do much, you know, they try to break it down into models that associated risk factors with washing hands and face shields and you know, that sort of situation during the lockdown, opposed to being open with no face masks or, you know, their noses not covered and the like. I think you're going to find that it was a toss-up, that the risky behavior that they're trying to say caused a problem wasn't quite as susceptible and risky as people wanted to think that it was. So again, a great article, and there's lots of them out there, and it was released this year in 2022. But again, I encourage you, go into PubMed and you're going to find both sides of the story, which is what you should really make yourself available to. Both sides. You need to know what one side's saying and the other side. And again, I beg you, please do not listen to the talking heads, because you're going to be confused. You're going to only get somebody who wants to incite. Doesn't make any sense to me. Objectivity in the world of science should be very objective and say, this is what really takes place. Here are the percentages that relates to that. And remember, unfortunately, sometimes you can make data say anything that you want to. But guys, listen, you know, you're out there. You've had some headaches. You got pain that you haven't had before. And it doesn't make any sense because you didn't do anything. You haven't changed anything, so to speak, right? So let's find out why. That if you're a little bit older, you know, your immune system is not quite, maybe the medications that you're on is dropping your immune system before, you're on high blood pressure medications, or you were taking a tranquilizer. Unfortunately, ladies, you do more of that than guys do. But let's figure it out together. Let's find out. My whole thought process right now going forward is to make sure people are available of the truth, know the truth, and have the tools to be able to help themselves. We come back after the break. We're going to talk just a little bit about Epstein-Barr virus and the activation because of COVID, because this is where the fatigue patterns come in, and this is where your mind is being set aside. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. Don't go away. I'll be right back after some very important information.
News Talk 105.9.
WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizal here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live, as you do every Sunday at high noon on the Eastern Seaboard. Make sure you tell your friends about our program. If you'd like to get a hold of me when I'm not on the air, it's done very simply, a couple different ways. You can go to RozelleCare.com or simply go to DrTomRozelle.com and leave a message there. I promise you I will get back to you. It's very simple. Any questions whatsoever, happy to entertain them, tell you what I think, and put you in the direction where you can get other data as well. So feel free. And follow us on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. Look for our information, and also agelesshealth.com. So Ageless Health with Dr. Tom or Dr. Tom Rizal. You can find us in so many different ways. All of our old broadcasts, hundreds and hundreds of them. They're listed by topic and by date. Check them out. Let us know. And if there's anything that you'd like to hear us do, please let us know. And as always, my salute goes out to our men and women in uniform, because without you, I wouldn't be able to do the program, and I wouldn't be able to speak freely and give you the information that I think that you deserve to have and to do your own analysis always. But I thank you for you. And if there's anything that I can do for you, please let me know. As always, we're here to serve you as you have served us. We're talking about a very important subject today. We're talking about the symptom processes that have to do with COVID vaccines and COVID itself. The problem is that most people, most doctors, don't know the absolute presentations, because unfortunately their data is being filtered as much as yours is. But I want you to understand something. There's people are suffering very severely because of fatigue, mental confusion, pain patterns, and so forth. Things that we're talking about today, right? And I said, for our guys are listening today, this is my Father's Day gift to you, is that a normal examination in our office at $350, I'm going to give it to you as a gift today for $49 because I want you guys not to drop dead, you know, because of the cardiac inflammation. I want you to keep your brains and working the way they're supposed to. I want you to be able to continue living the life that you want to live and not push it. You need to have the data. So take advantage of it. You got to call today, 703-698-7117, or simply go to the website and get the number. You can go to RoselleCare.com, pick it up there, call the office, just tell them that I want to take advantage of the gift that Dr. Roselle said I could have from the radio program today. And we will do that. Tomorrow is too late. You got to do it today. Let us know, and we're more than happy to make that happen for you. But here's the thing. I said Epstein-Barr virus is associated with COVID-19. So the Epstein-Barr gets reactivated in the body because of the exposure of COVID-19 or, guess what, the vaccine itself. So they did a long study, and this one you can find also on Grateful Med. A lot of you are going to think, wow, this guy's stuck in Grateful Med. No, it's just one that is really accessible for you as well. So what they ended up with is that a high proportion of COVID-19 patients had Epstein-Barr reactivation that may be associated with increased risk of death. And because of you have now an activation of multiple types of viral patterns, and there are other things that are being activated as well, and that they have to be aware of it. So a lot of the symptoms that are coming in. So if you ever had Epstein-Barr virus, like I have, my levels were through the ceiling at one point years ago. You know, back in the day it was called mononucleosis when I was a kid, right? And even today. And then as an adult, that virus is the Epstein-Barr virus, and it can cause all kinds of craziness. But your body, if it's working immunologically correctly, can control any viral pattern. It's your immune system, not the application of some external situation like another vaccine. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that you're able to fight this thing off. And it means getting your immune system up and running again the way it was meant to be. So be aware that this Epstein-Barr virus, this chronic fatigue, the sleeping disease, if they used to call it right, can be activated by COVID-19 or the vaccine and cause you all kinds of problems. Got another program coming up for you next week, one that I think that you're going to be very interested in. I'll have a guest. Check us out at drtomroselle.com. And just remember, I do this program ongoingly for one reason only, simply this. I love you all. See you then. Bye.